Okay, so we're sitting in Rena. We might be surprised to hear that even he's been away this long. We haven't changed chapters yet. Okay, so let's go to Daf Tes, paragraph Tes, and let's go a bit weiter here. As we go through, we'll chazal what we've done up to now. You see, this is the central theme of Tfilah, this concept of Rina we've seen up to now is a mod mod chashuv. First of all, it's a massive perek. It goes on and on and on. We still got plenty what to do here. You bake, you gimel, carries on for a good few more pages. And it's a whole different perspective on Tfilah. So there's a mod chashuv, and we'll see another very important thought as well. The Gemara in Psochim, the Fkud Yud Ches, is kashim mezunaitzov shel odom kekriyas yamsuf. Iktiv noisem lechem b'chol boso k'vetzomach lei legoize yamsuf legzorim. The hekesh from the posuk in Tehillim kuf lamed vav that it says noisem lechem b'chol boso, Hashem gives bread to everybody, and then it says legoize yamsuf legzorim. So whatever was the kushya, whatever was difficult by yamsuf, the gam came kasha for Hashem to noisem lechem b'chol boso. But of course, the old question, Lam is a kasha, what's a kasha zivugim, kriyas yamsuf? There's nothing difficult by Hashem not to give us bread, not to kriyas yamsuf. Kriyas yamsuf wasn't difficult for Hashem. And not only even in Mazia, many, many tirutzim, buckets and buckets and svarim written on answering. What's the dimyun between kriyas yamsuf and these things? But that's the Gemara in Psochim, Kashim Mazanaisov Shel Odom Kekriyas Yamsuf, and we learned from a Pasuk in Tehillim. Dibra Chazal Eilu, Haim Lal Mocha Ula Maisa. So you'll ask yourself, so that's very nice. You'll tell me, Kashim Mazanaisov Shel Odom Kekriyas Yamsuf. Good. Why do you have to tell me that? What do I know more now about my life and about Hashem than I did before you told me this? I mean, Tzichel Dat Etze. Because I don't just make droshes. He says, Zalamaisa, Zaloch Alamaisa. The Damalat Menu, imagine, Imayu Anu Moyeitse Mitzrayim, Achema Otsanim Shel Avdus Noira. Imagine, give you a few minutes to imagine that you're one of the Yeitse Mitzrayim after years and years of toil and torture and suffering. The Golan Kosh Bochum Misham Benissim Giluim Venifloin, Hashem redeems us from there in a blaze of miracles. And Paro is rodef after us. He's chasing after us. He wants to wipe us all out to the last child. The sea that's blocking our escape route splits, becomes your bosher, and we go through with all the miracles that took place there. So for sure, if you're one of the ones that comes out after all of this, and you come out and you're standing on the beach again, then for sure you'll sing Shira. Who's not going to sing Shira? I'm not sure there were any Yidden when they were singing Shira. One guy stood aside and he was busy, whatever. I don't know. He was busy on his phone. Everybody sang Shira. For sure. Not even a question after you see things like that. You wouldn't just sing Shira. Every cell in your body would be Boir B'Simcha. Limdoina Chazal, the Keshebo Adam Lebeisa. Vina Aruch Lefon of Koltov. Lo Chose Lo, Lo Mezenaisav, Velo Bigud, Lo Lebonai, Beis, Lo Lebne Beisai. Hare Ze Kriyas Yamsuf Mamash. He's got such an interesting way of looking at things. Eh? The person comes home, and there's dinner prepared on the table, not lavish, just as a normal weekday, you know, there's food on the table, and his kids are nicely dressed, and the air conditioner's on, and again, what's the kasha kriyas yamsuf? I don't know yet. Aval the dimyon is a kriyas yamsuf. Well, that they tatz machshava yoichel liknot lo hagoshuzu. With a bit of machshava, It's going to take machshava. It always takes machshava. You can't just stand there feeling it. You have to think a little bit about it. You can say shirut, like they said shirut b'yamsuf. That's what this chazal is telling you, halacha l'maisa. But a person opens the fridge and he sees there's a bit of food in the fridge. Is a gosha of kriyat yamsuf. You mamash being matzilt. And you can sing shirut b'simcha v'yislavus. But tzarech kol echad litragel. That's he's talking to us. We all have to habituate ourselves. And he sees, he opens up the pantry or he opens up the whatever, he sees. He goes to, comes back from the makolet, whatever. He sees all this unbelievable brocha. It's a fleeting thought. Where does this come from? Who gave me all of this? What do you mean? I worked hard for it and I made the money and I bought it. What do you mean? Well, where does it come from? Now, we know that that's not the way it works. We, plenty of people work hard and whatever, and Rahman Aslan, they ain't limits it. How much? How you translate chayin? Well, chayin is chayin. Well, chesed, how much chayin v'chesed is lurking in this fridge? Not only that, I can enjoy it, I can use it. It's not that you open up the fridge at the makolet and the makolet guy won't let you use your account anymore because you haven't paid the bill, so you can look at it and enjoy it. Well, it's not, you can't enjoy it, you can't get anything from it. Yeah, you can open up the fridge and take what you want. And I'm worthy, I got this because magieli. Look, Shira, say Shira. I don't want to say the whole Shira Sayam. At least when you think Shira Sayam in the morning, because you're saying it anyway, and it's hard to get in touch with the Yislaivus and the Simch of Kriyas Yamsuf. Because Lamaisa, we weren't there, and we've learned about it in Achinami, but Hashem tells you it's hard to remember it because you have to go every year on Pesach and you have to put some more water on that stone. But at least think about the fridge when you say Kriyas Yamsuf. Think about the food, The more you can insight this, it's a mamash to take something that you're doing anyway, and it's mamash small, and you can become an Adam Godel very quickly. Just focus on these little nakudas here.
Well, if someone never missed something, it's difficult to understand what is this. People were across the world, they know what is food, and they appreciate more than someone who has always what he needs.
Not what. You're 100% correct, but we have to work with what we have.
Yeah.
It means I can't appreciate food because I've always had food. I've never been hungry. So I don't appreciate it. Therefore, I have to work a little bit harder. There's no excuse not to do it. You just have to work harder.
Yeah.
Like you said, And I'll tell you another thing. Somebody that never had food and now he has food, it doesn't take long before he looks like you and me. We get very used to those things. We do. We make promises. Wow, I know what it's like to be hungry and when I'm going to this and that. Eventually, it gets weakened if you don't use your machshava. It has to be done with machshava. And that's why you have to, he says, lahergel. Person has to litragil. It's that machshava. Take training. Yeah.
Everyone forgets the corona, no? No, the corona, it's another
Mazik one. Mazik corona.
Exactly.
How many promises we made during corona? You know, remember the first time you came back to shul and you had Birkas Kohanim and you had an Omein Yeshmei Rabba. Wow. And you knew then that you were going to keep that level forever. And a week later, people are talking.
Okay.
That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and how he created us. And we have an opportunity in all of that with a bit of machshava to become very, very great. Very great.
Yeah.
That's the vortia. There's untold opportunities just to say, thank you, Hashem. And if you train yourself, it's automatic. I heard a shiur from a fine Waxman. I still haven't processed who this person must have been, but he was driving in a car and there was a woman sitting in the back and had an accident. As the accident was happening, this woman screamed out, thank you, Hashem. Now, that doesn't sound particularly, like Muhammad Hasinadik. But if you think about it, that's untold greatness. I can also say thank you, Hashem, after the car comes to a standstill and I'm shaking a little bit and I stand and I look and I go, wow, you know, and I come out without a scratch. Thank you, Hashem. But in the middle of the moment, that's your reflex reaction. Thank you, Hashem. That takes training. That doesn't happen overnight. There's a kach avodah, but we can get there. When you open the fridge, so there's two things you do when you open the fridge. First of all, you're looking for something and you don't know what it is. Correct? And you're standing there looking and looking. Your wife wants to know, what are you looking for? And you don't really know, because when you see it, you'll know. That's the first reason why you open. And the other thing is, you can say, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. You know how much wealth is in that fridge? We don't appreciate it because, Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation of abundance. We have other problems. Of all, you don't have to go too many generations back to know. We know people and we knew people, okay, who didn't have that. They didn't have a fridge, never mind what to put in it. So, tzat machshava, number one, because either you never had it and now you appreciate it, or because you've always had it and you appreciate it. You know, Chinami, Kriyas Yamsuf is slightly different because Kriyas Samfu was a one-off event, major big event. So the his livus came mimela. You don't have to have tzat machshava at Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah, you see Kriyas Yamsuf, you don't have to think that, oh, well, what, maybe not, what's going on here? Kriyas Yamsuf is, you get a call to say you won the lottery, you know, you don't have to say, well, you know, ulai, I'll be happy, you know. But to take from there, that's what Chazal are telling you, that Mizonosov is Kriyas Yamsuf. That means Mizonosov also requires the shira, but you have to work at it. It doesn't happen automatic, like by Kriyas Yamsuf. Aval, using the demon of Kriyas Yamsuf, we can train ourselves to do this. Person goes to the bathroom. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah is telling you, Zegam kasha kikriyas yamsuf. Zegam, person goes to the bathroom. You know what a chesed it is? You know the chesed it is, Rav Avigdor Miller, Rav Noach, they all speak about this, the untold chesed. There's some people that can't. Some people need pipes, some people need this. The Chesed Gan says, lo kol kach, we take it for granted, because since you're a baby, it worked. I was a lo kol kach pashut. Ein machla buch Hashem, ve'en masha itse sapsoilis betoich haguf lahari l'adam. There's nothing stopping the psoilis coming out and not poisoning the body. V'nei, You just stood at Kriyas Yamsuf. And Chazal set it up for you. It's much easier when you open the fridge. There's no brocha. Chazal word mustakan a brocha. But everybody comes out the bathroom and says Ashe Yotzo. Everybody comes out the bathroom and says Ashe Yotzo. You're doing it anyway. That machshava, you could turn your shayotz into a mamash shiras hayam and change your life legamre. He used to go around the world speaking about the broch of a shayotzah. He told me once as well, I used to travel with him quite a lot from the Negev to Yerushalayim. He was learning Yerushalayim. I was learning Yerushalayim at the time. So there weren't buses in those days. So there was a hasa'ah, like on these 10-seater things. It used to take forever. Wow, it was but he used to often be on the same hasa'ah as me. So the one day, I remember my whole family was sick. Wow, we were having one, you know, those Eretz Yisrael Niknebi Yisurim, you've been there for about a year and your body's not used to all the chaydaki, man. Everyone was sick. One had hepatitis, one had, you have no idea. It was like those disaster zones, okay? And I remember I went to him and I said to him, we got off the Hasa'ah there by Porat Yosef in Gula, those low brick walls, stone walls. So I got out of the Hasa'ah and I said, can I speak to you for a few minutes? I want to, you know. So he hopped onto the wall. He sat on the wall. He said, step into my office. You know. So I sat on the wall next to him. There we're sitting in the wall in Malchi Israel there, whatever, his legs flapping. Well, it was like, you know, the long white beard. It was, you know, I'm going back 25 years. So I told him a story. He said, oh, that's simple. You just say Asher Yotzer with proper Kavana, Bethimcha, and everything will be okay. He got up and off he went. I found out afterwards it was a big mission of his. He used to speak about that. That and Kriyash Malamita. Those were his two big missions. But Asher Yotze he held was, and it's a chazal. The chazal says that's the refuah for all the diseases. And in a very short time after having done that, everyone got well again. And it's not just me, it's brought out everywhere. And I heard also from Rav Menachem Stein, he also said, he said, I think it's a Kiddush, but it was a very, for me, it was a Kiddush. Is when you sing Ashtay Yotzah, so for Vadi, you misgavan to your own refuahs. But when you sing Ashtay Yotzah, you can have misgavan to other people's refuah as well, and it works to merape them as well. Ashtay Yotzah can become a big Mishra Beirach, you know? And it's thick. And there's a big Yetzirah not to stand still and say Ashtay Yotzah b'kavana. A big Yetzirah. It's hard to know what that Yetzirah is, except to understand how big Ashtay Yotzah is. The Yetzirah doesn't want you standing still. Ashtay Yotzah, you say while you're walking from the bathroom to the to back to your seat, you know, that's where you say Ashtay Yotzah. No, stand still and say, I'm talking to myself. I know this and I've known it for years. After you come out the bathroom, you wash your hands, to stand still and say Ashtay Yotzah for 2 seconds with Kavana. So then you know how important it is. That's the Yetzirah is working so hard. Again, all these things, they take practice. It becomes habituated or not. Once it becomes hergel, then you have to work at another darga. Then you go up a level and you have to work on the hergel nasa teva. Then you just start doing it as mitzvah sanoshim ulamod. Well, at first you have to mitragel to do these things with the rat simcha. Mitragel, litoch esenayim. That seichel v'halev. But it's to just open his eyes, activate the seichel and the mind. Well, ze amru chazal, the mind Sanhedrin, the tzaddik aleph, amar Rabbi Yishru ben Levi, kolo'im eshiru b'olam hazeh, zoich v'olim b'olam haba, shenema ashrei yesh ve'seichel yidu chasela. We're just trying to see what this means. Whoever sings shir in this world will be zoich to sing shir in the next world. Where do you see that? Ashrei yesh ve'seichel yidu chasela. Ashrei Yoishvei Beisecha, praiseworthy, happy is the one who Yoishvei Beisecha, Oidelu Chaselim. Well, you see there that if you sing Shiria, you're going to have Shiria the next one. I'm not prepared to see. The Rein Doshu Chazal, Az Yoshe, Beloshen Osid. Also, it says, Oz Yoshe Moishe. What do you mean, Oz Yoshe? They did it in the past. Oz is in the future. Vamru Sham, Amru Rebbe Meir, Minayin L'Tchis HaMaisim Min HaTorah. It's a Gemara in the Chelek there. Where do you see in the Torah, Tchis HaMaisim? They sang Shira Sayam. So what do you mean, Oz? Oz, then in the future they'll sing. They're singing now. They sang then. What's future? Because the same way as they sang Shiria, Oz, they'll sing at Tchias HaMaisim in Olam Haba. We call it Tchias HaMaisim in the Torah. And who is singing Shira Sayam Achshav, Yitzke L'Shire L'Osid Lover B'Bias HaGoel. If you're singing Shira now, you sing Shira Sayam, you sing Shira now, then we say to sing Shira when Mashiach comes. But because to our Kadmoni, we in the Tayyid Tvila Saboke, Shira Sayam Tzarech Lo'imre Mila Bemila. When we learned Hilchus Tvila, when we were doing it in the 1 o'clock Shia, we spoke about Shira Sayam quite a lot. And there he said that the person, you have to say Shira Sayam carefully, word for word, with Simcha, with understanding, not just ba 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 ba, because we're out of our heart already. But noim, ubetam, ubakavona, gedoyle, kiilu, atzma, over hayam, the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Kamosh Yitzil, es Yisrael. Mamash, like you just went through, okay, so there's a voida ma'od ma'od lo poshut, especially in the morning when you're late and the chazan's already saying yishtabach and you're in the middle of Shiras Yam and you're running. So, again, okay, aval, at least once a week, one line of Shiras Yam with a bit of machshava. Yeah, again, we start small always, bizchulu pesach, kachudush lamachat. Doesn't mean that tomorrow you're going to open your siddur and you're going to say kriyas, you're going to say shira sayam the way you're supposed to. But at least start machshava and slowly start training ourselves. Yishleimus gedoyle el hanefesh. U'mechapur al kol avon haseinu. If you need incentive to start doing this, so first of all, it's a shleimus, enormous shleimus for the nefesh, which may or may not move you because we don't know what that means. Aval mechapur al kol avon haseinu. There's a kapara on all your avoinus when you do that properly. So that's not a bad incentive. To get kapara avoinus, you've got to go through Elul, Rosh Hashanah, sorry, Meitshuva, Slichas, Tzom Gedalia, Yom Kippur, the Gansa Avoida. Yeah, you can say Shira Siyam every morning properly and you have kapara avoinus. That's a big incentive to maybe take hold of something. Yeah, Ula. And a person will then be Zoiche, together with all the other tzaddikim, to say Shira at the Gula, Bezrat Hashem. ואמנה, מי הוא זה שייכו באמס לשיר לשיר הים בהגות האמיתיס, כי לא איבה עצמו היא בתוך הים? טוב, so let's be practical. Who can say שירס הים today, like he just went through קריאס ים סוף? זה לא כל כך פשוט, אבל כל מקום קורב לנו מאוד לשיר את כל קריאס ים סוף, וקריאס ים סוף שאוהבים עלינו בחייני כל יום, לא הידס לה ללשם. Each one of us has our קריאס ים סוף. We all have our things. Sometimes they're too small. We don't really take into account, but you should take them into account. We're dealing with medical issues, children's issues, financial issues, though, here, inshallah. Who doesn't have a big tackle of problems? And you see, we see Yeshua's. You see Hashem takes you, yeah, take care, helps you, there, whatever. Each person has his own personal Kriyas Yamsuf. To use that, when you're saying Kriyas Yamsuf, to thank Hashem and to praise Hashem. In other words, the work avoided what I'm hearing, yeah, and there's more you can tell me. The person is to utilize Chazal, the Torah, but to personalize it. If you're going to get yourself all worked up and aroused over Kriyas Yam Suf, you have to medambien, you have to see yourself there, you have to do that as well. I'm not saying not, but it could be a lifetime goes past and you won't have achieved that much. However, a person will take his own life, his own issues, his own problems. Like he said, open the fridge and have a look. Wow, we take it for granted. Well, don't take it for granted. And to just switch on a little bit for 1 second, just wow. And then build all of those. Then when you say Kriyas Yam Suf, when you say Shira Sayam, sorry, about a Kriyas Yam Suf, using your own experiences to get happy to thank Hashem. And then the two come together. In other words, Kashim is a nice of Shalom Kakriyas Yam Suf. That's very nice. Of Alaloch Alamais, I don't really see it's got to do with me. We just saw it's got everything to do with you. You've got kids that need shidduchim. You need a shidduch. No, all these things Chazal are telling you, when they happen, and it's very hard. The Yetzer Hara has all sorts of tricking and shtikim and whatever to make sure that you don't appreciate the simcha. And I'm involved in it at the moment, Boch Hashem, you know what I'm saying? With my daughter now, whatever. Is it a milkoma to say Shiras Hayam every day on it? And at the Moedika Shiras Hayam, it's like, Mama, you see it begiling. Where don't you see Hashem in Shidduchim? In Shidduchim, if you don't see Hashem, your mama's blind. In other areas, they're not kach easy to see. But yeah, you made no ishtadlis. It came from nowhere. Where it came from, even if you had to make ishtadlis, you wouldn't know where to look for it. So they give me, and it's with such a blast of and it's like a kashay lagit, a kashay lagit shira. Because the Yetzer Hara knows. He knows, yeah, you can achieve untold greatness. The Yetzer Hara comes together with it. But if you do the little ones, it's a little bit easier, and the Yetzer Hara ignores you. He doesn't get too involved because he doesn't think it's too big. I think that's one of the secrets of peaceful Pesach Kachudosh Machad. If you start doing it, the Yetzer Hara doesn't let you start. But once you start, the Yetzer Hara doesn't actually notice you even doing it, so he leaves you alone to do it. The minute you start doing big things, you lose it. The faster Maruba, not the faster. You take little things, you can get hold of them. Okay, that's the sword, and again, we can chazarina, we can carry on learning this, go back and learn the whole thing, because in each paragraph there's been diamonds here. Mamish diamonds. Take a little diamond, work it and build with it. Okay. Let's start, Yud. We'll come back let's start at least the first paragraph. Let's not forget what we've said so far. Let's just take one more step. Ha'atzmus mida maguna hima'od. Sadness is a terrible, terrible, terrible mida. V'kol echad yodei u'magish zois ad kama kashe lizbol kashyesh mishu atzuv b'bayit. Everybody knows how hard it is to be around someone who's sad. Yeah, you go through, you have kids in the house, or there's somebody in the house who's atzuf, who's sad, who's whatever, who's going through, whatever she's going through. You know how hard it is. There's a lot of shit to live with sad people. Kol ritzoneinu rak shiitrachek mikan. I just want the person to go away. V'kol shukain v'makoymus chashuvim, kagon lifnei melech, v'kodoyme shemakpidim ma'od al kach, kom leksiv benachemia, v'yoyme lo, ולא ימי המלך, מדוע פניך רע, ואתה אין החולה? The Nehemiah, the king said to him, they call it panecha roim, why do you have an evil face? It means, why are you sad? And you're not even sick. Enzikim ra leiv. It's because you've got an evil heart. Wow. The Melech's telling Nehemiah, why are you so sad? If you're sick, okay, but you're not even sick. Do you know why you're sad when you're not sick? Because you have a ra leiv. Because in the king's palace, no one's running around miserable and not so whatever. You know, they've got the violin guy in the back and they've got the court jester and they've got, there's always simcha and shira. That's a happy place for when you were the king. How much more so when you're in the sanctuary of the Melech Malcha and Malachim? Because of oiz v'chedva bimkoimoi. Whenever there's Hashem, there's oiz v'chedva. And you're walking around miserable, you're walking around with a schwarzer face, your life's black and miserable. As Beit Hashem will pick that up. So up to now, we've been dealing with the simcha and the opportunities to sing Shira and to see it and to train ourselves in the enormous simcha of this. Again, nobody needs to know you're doing this. This can be a very private experience. You know, when you're sitting at the table, you cut open a tomato and you spend 30 nanoseconds just like blown away by the genius. No one needs to know about it. You want to share it, share it. It's a gewaldika thing. You see people going into the coffee room every day. They go, they put in coffee, they put in milk, they put in the sugar, they put in, and off they go. They say, shakol, and off they go. But you know, there are miracles. You know, millions of people were involved in that cup of coffee. Make a cup of coffee. You can master Shara Bechin if you know how. You train yourself. You know what's going on there? Just the water, to get the water to you. Do you know how many millions of people involved in getting the water from where it comes from to the berries there? All the stages, all the Zenot of a Sof. The coffee, the glass that the coffee's in the bottle, the tin lid. You know how much work goes into making one of those little tin lids? You've got to dredge the raw materials out of the ground. People gave their lives to get that metal out of the ground. Mines collapsed. What are you talking about? So of course, Bochum did all that just so that I can have a cup of coffee so I can learn a bit better. How many opportunities for Shira? And everyone's standing in the coffee room talking and talking nonsense and schmoozing or whatever, but Rabbi Yisrael, Kriyas Yam Suf, and you're busy on your phone. I'm talking to myself. We have to become mitragel to being a little bit awake, that's all. Anyway. It's the second Shabbos of Elul already, and I haven't even woken up from the first one. So, Bezrat Hashem, entire week of Shefa, and I'm still fast asleep. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, next week we'll have the Shefa a bit better. Guten Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.
Take care. Good Shabbos. Thank you. Good Shabbos.